All right. Dad brought to you by JM Synthetics, online at jmsynthetics.com. Distributor of Amsoil. Buy Amsoil products at JM Synthetics. Johnny on the spot. Take me back
to the day. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Dad.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
That's a new language.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, it's going to be great weather Saturday, Dad. You got to be happy about that. It's going to be in the upper 70s.
Well, right now, it's in a lower cold.
I know it. I'm trying to look past that. It was 27 degrees here this morning.
Yeah, that's just about what it is here, I guess. I don't know. They talked a lot about cold the next couple of days.
Yeah, here we are. We're getting to a point where we're about to be knocking on the door of the month of May, and things are still a little wonky.
Yeah.
It'll last longer, though.
You know, this is so, so hard on me. I sat home all day yesterday.
Well, I mean,
I just can't do nothing.
Well, it was reasonably sunny for part of the day, and it wasn't that cold. Can't you go out in the middle of the day and take a walk?
I don't know. I got a project in the garage I want to do. Wait a minute, what?
Oh, it's a bad.
My walking is not a good thing.
Oh, okay.
I have a misbalance, like, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Okay.
I got to carry a stick on my hand all the time.
So should we put you in like a wheelchair and push you around?
No way.
Okay. That's not happening.
That's not happening.
Okay. Well,
I can walk on a very slow pace.
And Joanne,
very slow.
Is Joanne like, hurry up, come on, it's taking all day.
Yeah, we were going for a walk. We go all the way down the end of the road and turn around.
Right.
And all that. Before I hit the end of this road, which is not a whole lot of distance, she turned around and come back. She didn't want to walk because
right.
She's a run like hell out.
Oh, she's
walker.
Fast. She's strong.
She's a walker.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
She really walks fast.
Hey, Jim here has a question. Jim Barry.
Okay.
And Jim Barry says, dear Meathead, when you go up to Grayling all these years, is there a spot that you love to visit in Grayling? Like, you know, maybe you could tell him a story about Bud Hill, Dad.
Oh, well, we used to love the Bud Hill because we just, what did we do? I forget. My God.
Well, we used to go up on motorcycles.
Well, yeah, we did on the bikes, but that hill is not a hill anymore. It's like a road.
Well, it's a sand
People
dune.
People destroyed it.
Yeah, we did. Everybody who went up and down in their four-wheelers ruined the hill, which...
Yes.
Now, I don't know if everybody is aware, but it actually is known in that gravel pit on a map as Bud Hill.
Hill.
If you look it up, it will say Bud Hill. And
I wonder what Bud was. A Budweiser?
That's exactly what it was. You used to hang Budweiser cans on the tree.
Yeah, there's still out there, some of them.
Right. And so that was the thing. We would drive, we would get over there and go up the hill, and then you would decorate the trees with empty Budweiser cans.
Yes, yes.
And that's how it became known as Bud Hill. And so now everybody ran with it. You named... The spot on the map was made named by you.
I don't know that. I have no clue. Joanne.
No, you did.
Agrees with you. So
well, it was Mike Charity Scam Mike who discovered that, and he went, "Oh my God,
yeah,
what is this?"
But that was a huge hill.
I know, but my point is, you named the damn thing.
And something tells me at one time or other. I try to get naked on that hill.
That wouldn't surprise me. I think I've seen images. You used to do that when you were younger. You'd go like in the snow take off
younger.
Your clothes.
I never tried to get naked. I was like underwear.
Yeah, I saw a picture of you in your underwear.
That was at the trailer.
Well, that's fantastic.
Well, and then we went the other side of the hill, which was a regular kind of a even road, you know.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I don't know how that hill got there anyway, but we drove so much out there, it just pretty much destroyed.
Yep.
I think you were in your underwear on Blood Hill one time.
Yeah, you see, it's all coming back to her.
I know I did that. But when she disputes my thinking, no, I don't challenge it because I don't know what the heck I'm talking about.
I'm getting a little dipsy too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dipsiness is that's a thing. You guys are just going to be together in dipsy one and dipsy two.
Oh, man. Hey, by the way, how much food did you cook yesterday?
Oh, you mean for Easter?
Yeah.
A pretty fair amount. You know, a leg of lamb can feed about 7 people or so. And so we had some leftovers. And,
That's a pretty big chunk.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I want to make that for you at your house.
That'd be cool. Oh, wow. I would love that.
I want to make the same damn recipe.
All right. Yeah, that grill is going to be rotting away before we know it.
Yeah, I don't even think we'll need the grill. I'd have to roast it in your oven.
Oh, okay.
Hey, this person named Adnan writes, Eric, ask your dad, because we just finished talking about a story about a kid who stole some chips from a store, and he wants to know if you ever stole anything like a bag of chips from a bodega.
I really couldn't tell, honey. It's been, I don't.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know anything about stealing.
Yeah, you do.
I did some things.
I remember. You remember when you stole that football? But you weren't a kid. You were an adult.
Yeah, but that was oh my God. Yeah, I put it back though.
Yeah, we were up north, and there was an inflatable football at the party store.
Big one.
You went in, and you said, "I want to get that thing," and you stole it. And Joanne said, "Go put it back." She made you put it back.
That was a huge ball, and I went across the road, and I walked all the way down there. Finally, something told me to put it back.
Yeah, your wife did.
Yeah, well,
that's what it was. How did you
not? I don't know why I did that.
I don't know how. You must really live a charmed life because from punching people in the face to stealing things, how did you not get arrested?
I don't know. Well, the ones that I punched in the face, I must have hit them hard enough that they didn't get up.
I guess. All right, Dad. Travis had asked you about how to get his neighbor's dog to stop barking. Okay, he had earlier, like weeks ago, he had asked you about that, and you gave him some sound advice because he writes this: "Dear Meathead and Joanne, thank you for the advice. I talked to my neighbors about the dogs barking instead of slapping the dog or blasting the music. My in-laws are visiting this weekend." Oh, and so anyway, that's the end of that thought. He says, he talked to the neighbors and it was a good result. So he, instead of choosing violence or something dumb, he was able to get them to, they came to an agreement. So that's a good thing. And he thanks you for that.
I don't remember what I did, but
that's nice
that they're showing appreciation. And I really don't remember what I said, but I do know one thing. If a dog is barking, get some food and make friends with him right away.
Well, I don't know if it's a good idea to give him food. I mean, what if the dog's allergic to something? You kill the dog.
That's their problem.
Oh, geez.
I mean, no, a piece of bread or something, you know.
Okay, all right. He also adds, "My in-laws are visiting this weekend. Do you have any fond memories of your in-laws?"
I don't know.
Yeah, he used to buy her lunch all the time.
What, lunch?
Well, Grandma Grace, that was your in-law.
Yeah.
That was Joanne's mother.
She's a sweet lady.
Oh, yeah. She was, talk about fond memories, one of the sweetest people ever.
Yes.
Do you remember that time when she was in the rocking chair and... her husband, which is Joanne's stepfather, who had Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yes.
He had a air tube going in. He had a tracheotomy. And every time she would rock, she'd cut off his air. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, how did that happen? I don't remember what we did.
Yeah, she.
I remember something like that.
Was she sitting next to him? This is Joanne's mom sitting next to him, knitting or something, and he's turning blue, going.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember what the heck I did, but I did that.
I don't think you did it.
Oh, no, somebody did it.
Yeah, Grandma Grace did.
Yeah, she did it. That's right.
Yeah, she's like, hey, Smith, what the hell is wrong with you? She's like, oh, hey, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Poor guy's on a...
You got a memory of an axe. Oh, yeah.
Poor guy's on a breathing machine, the rocking chair was... every time she'd go back in the chair, it cut off his air.
Man, you got a good mind, good memory. Holy cow, that's what, 100 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Gracie, that's...
Yeah, how about now? I remember also when you, prior to meeting Joanne, you were married to my mom. And that would have meant your in-law was my grandma, Irene, who I don't think she liked you that much.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Remember that.
I tell you what, I was 7 years old or 8 years old, and after you flew the coop, man, she wanted to kick your ass.
Oh, God. You got one hell of a
memory. Oh, yeah. I remember her ranting around the house. Oh, my God. Well, and she used to take it out on me because I'm your kid. So she wouldn't take it out on Mike and Paul because... you're, well, technically not biologically their kid. So we'd all go over to grandma's house and she'd like, you know, she'd give Mike and Paul a can of Pepsi and she'd say, you get water, you know?
Holy cow. You got all of those things in your mind.
I'm like, what the hell did I do? Are you kidding me? I don't think she liked Armenians.
I don't know. Well, I didn't hurt him. Good things for him.
Hey, everybody, Tropel EZ, to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Okay, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. All right. Jason writes this. Dear Meathead, I love you. It is the highlight of my week. I cannot.
Thank you, Jason.
He says, I cannot wait every week to fast forward through all of Eric's nonsense and get to the part with you. He says, okay. He says, I believe you could be the next Dr. Phil. If you only had a better cold.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, he says, my dilemma. I recently found out that my friend stands up to wipe his behind after pooping. I've been trying to get him into the habit of staying seated when he wipes. I'm thinking about making a seat belt for the toilet. Do you have any suggestions? Well, first of all, I guess I should ask you, should a person stand to wipe or should they sit to wipe?
I don't see how you can do it standing up.
Exactly.
And Joanne says, how does he know he stands up?
Yeah, that's a weird thing. I think maybe they got drunk and had a conversation about it.
I think it's ridiculous that you stand up and wipe yourself because you probably smear it all over your body.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the case. That sounds awful.
Oh, my God, that's gross.
Yeah, it is gross. It is gross. So what should you say then, or what should he say to his pal who wipes standing up? Or should he not say anything?
I do to keep away from him because just keep away from him personally all the time.
Wait a minute.
I wouldn't really want to be around him.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
I wouldn't want to be around a guy that wipes himself standing up.
You know what they're doing.
I got no clue what's going on.
You got to ask them, Dad. The next time you're with a new person, you got to ask them the question. You got to say, hey.
No, I don't want to know the guy.
Right, and if he says, no, I wipe standing up, then you say, all right, get out of here.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Yeah, that's...
Joanna.
Oh, yeah, that's serious business.
No, that's, to me, it's... It's gross, really gross. I wouldn't want to be around him, let alone shake his hand.
What difference does it make as long as you get in
I think you're
shaking his hand.
Yeah,
man.
I'm with you, man. What if he gets some of it on there, which he's bound to do?
He does get it on there.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Stay away from that guy, Jason.
Oh, my gosh.
John has a question. If a person is divorced and they want to get remarried, is it better to marry a person who is also divorced or a person who is a widow or a person who murdered their partner?
A person that murdered what?
So if you want to get married to someone, you want to find the next lady. Should you look?
Yeah, yeah.
Should you choose a person, a lady who is formerly divorced, or is a widow, or who murdered their partner?
I'd keep away from the one that murdered.
Okay, so that one's out. So if you had to choose between a person who is also divorced or is a widow, who would you want to get married to?
In my opinion, if you fell in love, it doesn't matter. Where or how?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter.
I would want to
choose the one that you like.
Well, here's the thing, though: if you have to choose between someone who's divorced or a widow, you know, if they're divorced, you know, that could be a red flag that they're crazy.
Not necessarily.
It could, though. But
it could have been the fault of the husband that caused her
right.
to be what she is.
Okay. Or, but if it's a widow, he or she probably loved someone and is just, for lack of a better term, dying to find a new partner.
Well, somebody, if you're going to get married because of some issue like, I'm just lonely, I want to have somebody
yeah.
to avoid the loneliness and okay. you know?
Well, I mean, let's say...
I don't even know what I'm saying on this.
Let's say you're a lady. Let's say you're a lady. And you go on a date with some sweet man who his wife died years before. And he is alone with his children. And he meets a nice lady. And they go out on a date and hit it off. The next night, the same lady goes on a date with some guy named Kenny, who has been divorced multiple times. He's got all sorts of baggage. you know, seems to be really dramatic and a pain in the ass. Wouldn't it be better to get married to the widow?
No.
No. You're are you saying it could be either or?
Well, we know for a fact.
No.
Yeah, look at us.
Yeah, you guys are fine. No. That makes perfect sense. Okay. Well, yeah.
I think you've got the answer.
Yeah, I think I do.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Ooh. Dear Meathead, Aram writes this, or Aram writes, what was it like living with your uncle the first year you came to the United States?
Terrible.
It was?
Yeah, couldn't last long. Here I am, don't know shit from Shinola, pardon my English. I can't speak English the way that you guys did or that I learned.
Yeah.
And then I felt like a foreigner on the land.
Well, you were.
I know, but it was obvious that I was not excited or happy.
Yeah.
I couldn't talk to them.
No.
I couldn't do anything.
No.
My uncle would get in his car. He'd drive me all the way to Highland Park to school. And maybe exchange two words throughout the whole
wow.
the drive.
Now, didn't he speak Armenian?
No.
He didn't see it?
He was a little kid when he went to England.
So you're telling me Uncle Mac did not, he only spoke English?
That's right.
Ah, God, that's terrible.
Everybody in that family spoke English, and I was the only guy that, was a foreigner. And I had a lot of problems. I mean, right away, I had to get a job.
Yeah.
I worked till about 11 o'clock at night in a drugstore.
Right, right.
And then go home and do homework.
Ah, Jesus.
And then get up early at crack of dawn and go to school.
When you finally learned how to drive, wasn't there a moment when you, like, crashed the car and then just got out of the car and walked home and never went back?
I worked for his carpet cleaners. They're Armenian people.
Yeah, you met some Armenians.
And since I was Armenian, it was good.
Yes, okay.
They give me a job for, $1 an hour or 90 cents an hour.
Yeah.
They had an old piece of crap car, but it was drivable.
Yeah.
So, and somehow I got the license, and I was not a good driver.
Yeah.
And what did I do?
You're eating
a sandwich. Yeah, you were like,
you smashed
that car.
You smashed it.
Oh, the guy that I worked for had this old junker. He sold it to me for $50, and I was supposed to pay him $1 a week.
Oh, God.
And about the fourth day, I didn't even know how to drive, but I did get a license. And about the fourth or fifth day, I ran that thing into a tree, and the car was totaled.
Okay.
And I knew the guy would be ticked off. I left the car, and everything was right there, and managed to get home.
And then, did you ever see the guy again in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Oh, so the guy you owed money to.
No, I didn't see him. He was miles away from where I worked.
So you never paid him for the car?
No.
Oh, my
God. I paid for one payment.
You gave him
$1.
A buck. You gave the guy a buck, totaled the car, and just left it there.
Right there. That was it. And I didn't even call him, tell him where it was.
Again, charmed life. I don't know how you were never arrested. I do not know how you lived all these years without getting arrested.
I never did get arrested. I never did anything wrong, man. I was scared of shit.
Oh, no, you did plenty wrong. You just told me how you crashed a car and left it there. That's absolutely.
Well, I was, no cops was around.
Oh, God. All right. Finally, Bob writes this. Dear Meathead, he has a question about the island, Dad. Yeah, I know you love that. He says, on the island where you think bad people should be sent, who would be the first person you would send to the island?
Putin.
You'd say, oh, hey, that's a good one, Dad. Putin is perfect.
Putin goes.
Okay. Yeah, get Putin on the island. He'd be the first inhabitant of Reuben's Island.
That's right. That's right. I'll tell you, that island is a beautiful, beautiful thing to do.
Yep, yep.
Do you know, in the downtown area that a lot of criminals live, they got knives and guns and all that, shooting everybody up. Hey, what's their sense of
He's saying
alive?
Black people there. Yeah,
I mean, they're killing people.
Right, I think that happens everywhere, though. You know?
Well, hey, when this thing gets around that there's such a place, they may want to think twice about it.
Okay. All right. Yep. The island is, you know what? It's picking up steam. I think more and more people are hearing about the island as the years pass. And can you imagine if it actually comes to fruition and they have a press conference with your picture behind them saying, this man inspired this?
Yeah.
They could call it Bud Island.
Bud Island. Perfect. Yes. I love it. Bud Island.
According to my wife, be Bud Island. Hey, and then once a week, an airplane come up overhead, drop a bunch of food.
Drop some food.
That's it. How they cook it, how they eat it, it's up to them.
It's up to them. We did everything, you know. It's a huge, huge savings of money.
And, you know, we got a lot of wasted areas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's plenty of places we could put the island.
It's got to be somewhere right in the center of the ocean.
Right, absolutely, and with shark-infested waters.
Absolutely.
Yep.
If they get off that dirt, they're in the water and got eaten, that's their baby.
Hey, that's their problem. I love it.
Okay.
Okay, once again, you were a big hit. Everybody seems to love you. I'm just checking that out, and everybody seems, again, happy with your performance, you and Joanne, here on the show.
Thank you so much, and I'm so grateful that I got you, buddy. You and your brothers are just...
We're lucky.
Cats meow in my brain.
Thank you. We love being the cats meow, Dad.
There you go.
Absolutely. Okay. Well,
I love you too.
Friday,
honey.
Okay. I'll talk to you.
You bet.
Okay. See you guys. Love you, Joanne. There you
bye-bye.
Go. Bye bye.
And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man.